From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Voting in Nigeria's national elections will go to a second day after officials held up polling in some areas because of technical glitches and long delays. Polling proceeded smoothly in much of the country Saturday, and vote counting is underway, but Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission said that polls will be open Sunday in areas where the required voter accreditation process was suspended. Chris Yamoga is with the National Election Commission. The
Commission reassures the voting public that it will thoroughly investigate what happened while it remains committed to the delivery of free, fair, and credible elections in spite of these challenges.
The voting was also marred by an attack by suspected Boko Haram insurgents in the northeastern state of Gombe. Witnesses tell VOA that gunmen attacked three villages in the state, killing at least 24 people. The presidential and parliamentary elections went ahead after a six-week delay caused by the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast. Pre-election opinion polls showed President Goodluck Jonathan in a tight race with Nigeria's former military ruler, General Muhammadu Buhari. Somali security forces have ended a deadly siege of a hotel by the militant Al-Shabaab group in the capital city. Somali Information Minister Mohamed Abdi Mareye said that 20 people were killed, including soldiers, hotel security guards, civilians, and all six attackers. Another 28 people were wounded. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for Friday's attack soon after it began. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is known for assaults on large buildings, such as the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, in 2013. This is VOA News. Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi has called the Shiite Houthi rebels that have taken over much of his country Iran's puppet. He made that statement at an Arab League summit that opened Saturday in the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. As Edward Uranian reports, Mr. Hadi accused Iran of creating a regional crisis.
Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi fled the southern Yemeni city of Aden last week amid attacks by Houthi rebel fighters and troops loyal to former President Ali Abdullah
Saleh.
He insists the military operation will continue until the Houthis and their allies surrender and withdraw from all territory they seized and pull out of government institutions and military bases. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies have seized the Syrian city of Idlib on Saturday from government forces for the first time in the country's civil war. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an alliance consisting of the Al-Nusra Front and other Islamic groups took control of Idlib after clashing with Syrian forces for 4 days. The fall of Idlib would be the second provincial capital and major urban center lost by President Bashar al-Assad's forces in the four-year-old conflict. The foreign ministers of France and Germany joined U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as they aim for an agreement by Tuesday they hope will form the basis of a comprehensive deal on Iran's nuclear program. Both sides say the negotiations have been long and difficult. Iran and a group of world powers known as the P5 plus one want a deal that will restrain Iran's nuclear activity in exchange for easing severe economic sanctions. A memorial service has been held in the town of Digne-les-Bains Saturday to honor victims of the German Wings plane crash in the French Alps. About 200 people, including family, relatives, and friends of the victims, attended the mass. French prosecutors have said that the co-pilot of the German Wings flight, 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, intentionally crashed the plane into the mountains Tuesday after locking the commanding pilot out of the cockpit. German prosecutors are trying to determine the cause of Lubitz's devastating decision. A woman identified as the co-pilot's former girlfriend is quoted in the German Daily Bild as saying that he told her he was in psychiatric treatment. The woman also revealed to the newspaper that Lubitz told her he was planning a spectacular gesture that everyone would remember. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.